Thank you so much for joining us this morning for us, whatever time it is for you. And my name is Zach Flagg, and I'm the high school director at Sungrove Church. And I am here with Mike and Mindy Millett, who are great mentors and friends of mine, and in addition have been doing youth ministry for probably longer than I have existed.
That is very true.
Yes. Yeah. And so I love being able to work with them and serve together. So today we're talking about trust and doubt. And this is a video podcast that would be specifically aimed toward high school as the time frame we're thinking about, and whether you're before high school, in high school, or out of high school, trust and doubt is something we all navigate. It's a huge, huge thing to go through, but that's high school is a very crucial time because you're starting to come up with some of your own ideas and own thoughts. You're exposed to new opinions and new information, and it can be a really, you're facing adult issues as a kid. It's a very interesting phase of life, and so that's why we're talking about it here and now. Mm-hmm. So, but the first question I wanted to ask you is, what is a circumstance that God has used to build your trust in Him, perhaps when you were in high school or from your experience working with youth?
It seemed like a while ago, there was a student who was wanting to explore every religion. They came along and said, well, I'm just going to listen to every religion's beliefs and weigh them all out, and then I will decide. And so I really felt like the person, arms crossed, no, like just listening, you know, prove it. But by the end of the week and through all our cabin discussions and the wonderful sermons and everything, she was baptized and she believed and she, so that was for me where I thought, I really didn't think that was humanly possible. I thought there was no way to cut through.
Was that a pun? Humanly?
But there's many stories like that. And even friends I had in high school that I would begin to pray for. And then even that process was probably a 5 to 6 year process. And she eventually came to the Lord too. So
that's awesome.
There's a long list.
And that builds our trust when you watch somebody else who's doubting. I remember when I was in high school, a buddy of mine, his mom had passed away. And boy, there's nothing that'll rock your faith than trials, right? I mean, that's probably goes for any age. Doesn't matter if you're a student or not. But for a student, it was tough.
It's a big deal.
It was tough. So I just watched him struggle with, okay, God, you know, my mom loved you, but now do I? And then just watching that process and watching him, you know, start falling away or believing other things and trying to push God out. But it was fun and built my trust watching God say, sorry, no, I'm already in you. You're a follower of me and you can try to push me out if you want.
Right.
But watching him, and even now with his kids and, you know, faithful church and just a rock star for Jesus, it's fun. And I think that builds my faith watching other people. How about you?
Well, mine is not quite as spiritual as that. I remember when I was in high school, I desperately wanted to play sports. Mm-hmm. And because I was homeschooled growing up, it didn't work out. The district had rules about that, and I didn't have the time or money to do a travel team or something of that sort. And I remember being really disappointed about that and kind of asking God, this is important to me. If it's so important to me, why wouldn't you let me do something you created me to really love and enjoy? Mm-hmm. And then in probably my junior, senior year of high school, I injured my knee. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't even have been able to play sports anyway because of my knee being injured. And I realized it was kind of merciful of God not to let me get what I wanted and get super deep into sports and then end my dreams with an injury. And so that was one thing where I kind of doubted what God was doing. when it seems like I'm healthy, I can do things, I'm ready to go. And then down the road, he showed me that that was a part of life, but not as big a part of life as what I was hoping it would be. And so it was actually pretty merciful that he did that. So that's one thing I can think of, but.
I can think of something else more recent too that doesn't have to do with student ministry, but kind of does, because I have 4 students actually in the ministry right now. So 2.5 years ago, when we began to consider Mike going into full-time ministry again, and then getting a call to come up here and candidate, that was a definite stretch of my trust and my faith, because I'm thinking, I'm not ripping my 4 students from where they are right now, or should I, or maybe I am going to, you know, like that trust and doubt went up and down like a roller coaster. And it has been the best decision for my students, for our family. So I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that trust in God was the right decision, but it was, it was like a leap of faith. Literally, it was. It felt like a leap of faith.
I can't even build trust in God unless you do take those steps.
They just love it here. We love it here. We are convinced that this is the season that God has
everything
for
except
us.
For the senior pastor and the new high school director.
Everything but that. Then, everything else is great. Just, you know. So that's kind of some of the good stuff where God has used an opportunity to trust to expand your faith. But what about fear or doubt? Where can you think of fear or doubt actually drawing you closer to God?
Well, I don't know. Life is hard, right? And even listening to student stories, even just this past weekend, it's so tough to hear how difficult circumstances affect youth. And then I mean, I think I constantly doubt going, how is God going to make this into a good thing? Because he promises he's going to, but you're listening to this stuff and it's not just sad, it's heartbreaking, it's crushing. And you're thinking, it's crushing for me. They must feel.
They're living through it.
Yeah. Just brutal. Just brutal. And when you're in it, I don't know what tomorrow has, and I don't know how God's going to work it out. And I think there's lots of times when it just doesn't work out. It's not like it all ends up hunky-dory and everyone, you know, families all stay together and they're, you know, no, it gets brutal. And man, I tell you, it makes me doubt probably all the time, thinking, God, how are you going to do this? And why would you do this? This is a young one. Like, they're supposed to be protected and safe. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's a constant struggle. And so does it always bring me closer to God? I think I probably fight with God on that stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a process in there, but it's probably even just my pride of me trying to figure it out and say, well, it shouldn't work out like this and I could fix it even maybe, but it's tough.
It is. And I can honestly say that if you keep a journal or you write down the times that you're imploring with the Lord to deliver you out of a very difficult circumstance, and you look back and if you've journaled when the Lord did answer that, it could be a month, it could be a week, it could be a year, but you look back and you go, look how faithful he was. He has never, ever let me down, even if it wasn't the answer that I wanted or was looking for, because that's usually what we want. We want our way. We want him to answer our way. But I think that when we go through that, it does cause us to talk to him more. And sometimes that's just what he wants, is for us to be in conversation with him. When things are going well, if we're honest, we probably kind of are cruising along and like, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the food. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my blessings. Yes. And then, but when we need something and when we're struggling is when we need our Father's help. We need, and we cry out to him, and maybe that's just what he's looking for, is for more conversation with him.
I think for me, my own humanity has been the greatest cause of fear and doubt in my life. That I don't doubt that God is good. And I don't fear that he's not real or that he doesn't exist, because I've seen how he is real and I know from experience how good he is. But I think some of my doubt is lining up my understanding and my humanity and my my mess with God's goodness. Like, if you're good, if you love me, why haven't we fixed this and this yet? Why haven't you come through when I am asking for this, or when I desire this, or when I want to serve you in this? Why? It's a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And
probably like the key of doubt is mm-hmm. you're just asking questions.
Yep. Yes. Questioning God. Yeah.
In high school, one of my mentors told me, he said, okay, you're doubting, right? You're having a hard time. And I said, yeah, I am. And I was an early brand new Christian. So I don't know, called 6 months in, whatever. And he says, well, this is what I do. And he went through and he says, well, I just started at the very beginning. Is there a God? Well, everyone knows that there's a God. And I know that now because the Bible says that it's written on our hearts. But I knew before that there was a God. There has to be a God. It's just crazy, even just how the eye works or whatever you want to think of, outer space, inner space, and how, even in recent years, how much science has shown us this is so complicated. It used to be, oh, it's a cell that just multiplied.
Right.
We know what's going on in that cell. Now we know it's got a little engine in there and everything. Like, it's crazy. So he says, okay, is there a God? And I say, yes. He says, well, that's what you do. Then you just go start building the foundations. Well, what is God like? Hmm. Is he a good God?
Yes.
Because that's the stuff I'd be questioning. My question would be, well, is he good? How could he be good and allow
if,
right? Mm-hmm. All the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and I go, okay, wait a minute. If there's God, if he's not good, like it made me think of Greek mythology, right? And they tell all the stories of how the gods play tricks on
right.
people.
Yeah.
And they thought it was
not good at all.
That's not good. That's not good. Right. And I'm thinking, so is that true? Is that, and then the more I got to studying the Bible, I go, okay, wait a minute. Oh, there are prophecies in the Bible. So I just kind of rebuild the faith.
Yes.
And that's been a thing I have done, I don't know, thousands of times. Okay, yeah. Go back to the beginning. Is there God? Yes. Mm-hmm. Is he good? Yes. What is he like? Oh, he's loving and he's still just. Because I still want the justice piece. Because often when bad things happen to people, there's somebody else that caused it a lot of the time.
Yes.
Right? Those are the most painful ones. And I'm like, well, they better get what's coming to them.
May you bring wreckage upon them. Or...
No. I have prayed that prayer. But so that they can come to repentance. And fight. Yeah.
It's sure. In love. It's in
always. Not always. No. So anyway, I think that's been a big one for me that helps build the faith, is just going back to the basics and just build the blocks up. Yes. And
so one thing you mentioned earlier is you said you were in seasons of doubt or fear, you would be struggling with God.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think the relationship is between relationship and trust?
Yeah, there was a podcast we just listened to this week, mm-hmm. and it talked about how most people think trust is earned.
Hmm.
And the main point was, no, trust is given. We give trust right at the very beginning.
Right.
Mistrust is earned.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. Like, that's going to stick with me, right? That was a good one, because relationships have to start with trust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's when things go sideways, that's when you're earning the mistrust. And now all of a sudden you start to go, oh, hey, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so with God, then, trust should be just given. We give God the trust. And then
give him a chance to prove us wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And say, all right, is there any he's never going to be earning and deserving mistrust. It's never going to happen.
He's unchanging. That's my favorite attribute of his. And he can't really not have our trust. We make that stuff up. We question him. We point at stuff that is probably Satan's fault. And we blame God for it, you know? And we say, oh, why are you doing that? Why are,
Or our fault when we're like, oh, that was a bad idea.
Or
that was a bad choice.
That is very true.
God, why did you let me do that?
That is very true.
That's
I like that. The trust is given and mistrust is earned. When confronted with doubt or fear, which all of us will be confronted with, what do you think is a mature response to working through doubt or working through fear? What do you think a worthy response would be, a mature response?
I'm not very mature. So maybe you should answer.
we all know the Sunday school answer, but it is the right answer. It's prayer and read your Bible, you know, but that, so that is the mature thing to do. But what do we all do? We worry, we question, we throw a fit. We, you know what I mean? So the mature thing to do is to pray.
And then high school, I don't think I had much fear of probably anything. I don't know.
Invisible.
Yeah, I think so. And I think I see that in students still to this day. Right. I mean, I don't know. I can't think of, I think students now are probably more fearful about their family falling apart than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever felt that, although I probably should have, like, knowing what I know now. But yeah, I don't know. I think that that's a, have I seen students that are running through that handle that well? It almost feels like they just try to bury it. So I think a mature response to a fear like that, like a massive one, is to not just shove it down, to process, to talk it out. And not just, I mean, I get the read the Bible and pray thing, absolutely. But I think you also got to get wisdom, right? Counsel of many, and talk to people. Hey, you know, even if I were a high school student, I'd have my community group, right? I have my circle group. Tell them, guys, hey, my family's chaos, you know? I'm sure yours is perfect, but mine, you know.
So can you help me with mine?
Right? Like, I don't know. I'd have to talk it out. I think that's, but that comes naturally to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, your parents never fought in front of you. Mm-hmm. My parents fought every day. They still fight every day. Like, they're, but I don't know.
Work it out.
It's a hard one.
I've seen both spectrums of students being very eager to trust and going with their emotions in the moment and just giving all over to the Lord. And then I don't know if this would be a mature response, but I've also seen students that are afraid to give up something and they will tell me what it is and say, I cannot commit to following Christ because I don't want to give up this relationship or this thing that this one area that I know God wants. He doesn't want me to do this. And so I don't know if that's mature of them to be forthright about it and say, I don't
somewhat self-aware though,
which is good. Yeah.
But then, you know, they go through so much in the meantime until they finally are done wrestling with God over that. And
we've all done that.
I like that you said wrestling with God, because it's not exactly in the same context, but the story of Jacob in Genesis where it says a guy came in the night and he wrestled with this guy all night long and it was God. It was God who showed up, and he was wrestling with God all night. And I like that picture of struggling with God, like approaching it head on and not running and not pretending it doesn't exist. But if God is bringing our attention to something to struggle and wrestle and to do it in the context of like community with other people.
Yeah, I think that's crucial.
Yeah.
So there's your mature thing would be not bury it, get it out there and talk it through.
Yeah. Be honest wrestle about it, name it. Yeah.
And you don't have to be specific. Like you don't have to go through all the details of it, but say, hey, look, my family's struggling. Like sometimes, you know, it can turn into a gossip session, right?
Which isn't
good, right, and it's not gonna help. But you gotta get it out. You gotta talk it through. And then I think, you know, if you ask God for wisdom, he's gonna give it to you. Probably get, you know, be careful on who you're asking counsel from that you like. Maybe you see somebody that's modeling it well.
Like, or
there you go. Yeah.
Yep. We would be remiss if we didn't hear from a high school or currently in the thick of it fighting. And here's his story.
I think humans are always going to have doubt. Like the earliest example I can think of was biblical, when Adam doubted what God had really said and said, man, nothing really bad will happen to me. I think it's natural for us to question and to doubt. Last summer, I was really depressed for some reason. I didn't know why, and I didn't really tell anyone. I felt far from God, and I think it was just a point in my life where I was just really low, and I had no idea why. But halfway through just feeling the worst and like not caring about what I did or what happened, you know, I just kind of gave up on life. But when I realized I might as well try to be with God and connect with God again, because I've tried everything else and that doesn't work. And so I went to God, and I was finally open with God about it, and I talked to him about it, and I prayed about it, and I told my parents. There's an overwhelming difference to me looking back, like, oh man, this situation is really hard, but God was looking out for me here, versus when I was trying to do it on my own, I usually fail. I run cross country, and so it takes a lot of physical energy and strength and mental strength, because you can push your body farther than you think it'll go, but only if you can do that in your head. I always pray before I run, because I'm like, God, I need you to give me wings. I need you to show your light through me, through this race. Doubt is, yeah, it's definitely something everyone has to go through. And it could either make you stronger or make you weak. And you have to choose how it will define you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Sungrove Podcast. I hope it's been full of hope and encouraging and inspiring for you on your journey with God. And we'd love to continue to be of help and assistance and to encourage you in your walk with Christ. You can find that at www.sungrove.org or on social media @Sungrove Church.